little wrap up to make sure they understood. Now, if they understood that far, then I will say to them, let me just go ahead and pray with you before I go. Now, I don't ask people, so do you want to pray? Now, here's why I don't ask them if they want to pray. Because of the fact that I want them to pray with me to receive Christ as Savior. Now, you say, well, you're just going around and just praying with people and they don't even want to. But hold on a second. I was thorough in my explanation of the gospel. And not only was I very thorough and made sure that they understood everything, I asked them questions, and I am convinced at this point that this person believes the gospel and believes that salvation is by faith and that salvation is eternal. So if this person believes everything that they need to believe, then you know what? This person needs to pray and ask Christ to save them. Why would I say, do you want to? It's a no-brainer. Let's do it. Let's do it. Now, if this person is shaky on their understanding, I'm not going to pray with them. If I get the feeling that this person didn't get it, didn't understand what I was saying at any point, then I'm going to just walk away and call that a seed planted and say, hey, listen, you know, listen to this preaching CD later, or, you know, watch this video after the tribulation or whatever. You know, hopefully they can learn more about the Bible and eventually the thing will click. But if I'm confident that they understood everything that I preached, that they believe everything right, why wouldn't I pray with that person? Let's pull them out of the fire. It didn't say stand next to the fire and say, come on, come out of the fire. Come on, come on, come on, come on. No, pull them out. So I'm for compelling them to come in. I'm for persuading them to be a Christian. I'm for a confrontational method. And I'm for just helping them to pull the trigger, push them over the edge. Say, hey, let me just pray with you. This is what I do. I say to them, let me just pray with you before I go, and I want to help you tell God right now that that's what you believe. Because he's not standing here with us, but we know he hears us through prayer. So let's pray right now, and I tell them, you can just repeat after me, and I'm just going to help you tell this to God right now. Let's bow our heads and pray.